Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sedarim Daf Mem Hey, the end of the fourth parak Ein Bein Hamudar, and the beginning of the fifth parak Hashutafim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara in this Daf offers a second way how Rish Lakish can resolve the contradiction between brises if one can retract his hefker. Had the afkri ba unpaid train. This brise is speaking where he was mafkirit in front of two people. But had the afkri ba apitrasa, and this brise is speaking where he was mafkirit in front of three people. The Ron explains that Rabbi Yossi's reason for saying one can retract his hefker and it doesn't leave his domain until someone acquires it is because he considers it akin to a gift. The Gemara is saying that this is only when the hefker is made in front of two or fewer people. Since it will not become publicly known, it seems that the owner intends for it to be taken specifically by one of these people, which is like a gift. A hefker declared in front of three, on the other hand, will become public knowledge, and Rabbi Yossi agrees in such a case that it is immediately owner-less and he cannot retract. Point number two, the Gemara records Malchokas between Amoraim about how many people must be present for Hefker to be effective. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshadak, Kol Mafker b'fnei shosha, havi Hefker b'fnei shnayim, havi Hefker. Anyone who's Mafker before three people, it's Hefker. But before two people, it's not Hefker, at least as far as being able to retract. Rabbi Yishub ben Levi said, Devar Torah afil be'echod, havi Hefker. By Torah law, even with one person present, it is Hefker. And why do they say to be mafkir before three? So that one can acquire it and two people will be able to testify. This would ensure that the owner would not be able to deny the hefker after it's acquired. And point number three, the first mission, the fifth parak begins. Hashutafin shenadru hanaz zemizeh, asurinli kanes hochatzer. Partners who vowed not to benefit from each other are forbidden to enter their jointly owned courtyard. The Run notes that this Mishnah follows the opinion that even activities that owners usually allow others to do for free are forbidden by Mudr Hana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov says, Zeh nichnas oto shelo, v'zeh nichnas oto shelo. This one enters his share, and this one enters his share, which means that wherever each one walks in the property is considered his portion. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Alf Amabes explains that the dispute is rooted in Breira, retroactive determination. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that whenever one partner makes use of the jointly owned property, it's determined retroactively that this usage was his exclusive right and he's not using his counterpart's property at all. Therefore, he's not violating the netter by entering the courtyard. The Rabbanim disagree and say, Ein Breira, we do not rely on later events to make retroactive determinations of ownership. He is therefore considered to also be making use of his counterpart's property, which is forbidden. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara on this Daf offers a second way how Reish Lakish can resolve the contradiction between brises if one can retract his hefker. Had the afkri ba unpaid train, this brise is speaking where he was mafkirit in front of two people. But had the afkri ba apitrasa, and this brise is speaking where he was mafkirit in front of three people. The Ron explains that Rabbi Yossi's reason for saying one can retract his hefker and it doesn't leave his domain until someone acquires it is because he considers it akin to a gift. The Gemara is saying that this is only when the hefker is made in front of two or fewer people. Since it will not become publicly known, it seems that the owner intends for it to be taken specifically by one of these people, which is like a gift. A hefker declared in front of three, on the other hand, will become public knowledge, and Rabbi Yossi agrees in such a case that it is immediately ownerless and he cannot retract. Point number two, the Gemara records Malchokas between Amoraim about how many people must be present for Hefker to be effective. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshadak, Kol Mafker b'fnei shosha, havi Hefker b'fnei shnayim, havi Hefker. Anyone who's Mafker before three people, it's Hefker. But before two people, it's not Hefker, at least as far as being able to retract. Rabbi Yishub ben Levi said, Devar Torah afil be'echod, havi Hefker. By Torah law, even with one person present, it is Hefker. And why do they say to be mafkir before three? So that one can acquire it and two people will be able to testify. This would ensure that the owner would not be able to deny the hefker after it's acquired. And point number three, the first mission, the fifth parak begins. Hashutafin shenadru hanaz zemizeh, asurinli kanes hochatzer. Partners who vowed not to benefit from each other are forbidden to enter their jointly owned courtyard. The Run notes that this Mishnah follows the opinion that even activities that owners usually allow others to do for free are forbidden by Mudr Hana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov says, Zeh nichnas oto shelo, v'zeh nichnas oto shelo. This one enters his share, and this one enters his share, which means that wherever each one walks in the property is considered his portion. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Alf Amabes explains that the dispute is rooted in Breira, retroactive determination. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that whenever one partner makes use of the jointly owned property, it's determined retroactively that this usage was his exclusive right and he's not using his counterpart's property at all. Therefore, he's not violating the netter by entering the courtyard. The Rabbanim disagree and say, Ein Brir, we do not rely on later events to make retroactive determinations of ownership. He is therefore considered to also be making use of his counterpart's property, which is forbidden. Alright, so now we go to our simon from Mem Hey, and our standard simon is Monopoly, the game Monopoly, because Monopoly, Ma, Mem Hey. Okay, so Monopoly is our simon. So here goes. The sore loser who was Mafkir's Monopoly board to two people and then tried to retract didn't realize there were three people present, which enabled one of them to acquire it and the other two to testify, and couldn't even go home through his jointly owned courtyard to sulk because he and his partner vowed not to benefit from each other. Once again, in slow motion. The sore loser who is Mafkir's Monopoly board. Monopoly. That must mean we're on Daf. Mem Hey, Ma, Monopoly. The sore loser who is Mafkir's Monopoly board to two people and then tried to retract, which reminds us, the Gemara explains according to Rabbi Yossi, when Hefker is made in front of two or fewer people, since it will not become publicly known, it seems that the owner intends for it to be taken specifically by one of these people, which is like a gift. A Hefker declared in front of three, on the other hand, become public knowledge, and Rabbi Yossi agrees in such a case that it is immediately ownerless and he cannot retract. So the sore loser who was Mafkir's Monopoly board to two people and then tried to retract didn't realize there were three people present, which enabled one of them to acquire it and the other two to testify. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Machlokes between Amoraim about how many people must be present for a Hefker to be effective. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, anyone who's Mafkir before three people, it's Hefker, but before two people, it's not Hefker, at least as far as being able to retract. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Devar Torah afil be'echod havi Hefker. By Torah law, even with one person present, it's Hefker. And why do they say to be mafkir before three? Kedei she'echod zocha u'shnayim mi'eating, so that one can acquire it and two will be able to testify. This would ensure that the owner would not be able to deny the hefker after it's acquired. So the sore loser who's mafkir his Monopoly board to two people and then tried to retract didn't realize there were three people present, which enabled one of them to acquire it and the other two to testify, and couldn't even go home through his jointly owned courtyard to sulk because he and his partner vowed not to benefit from each other. Which reminds us, the first mission, the fifth parak, begins, Hashutafin shenadu hana zeh mizeh asurin lekanes lo chatzer. Partners who vowed not to benefit from each other are forbidden to enter their jointly owned courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov says, zeh niknas letok shelo, zeh niknas letok shelo. This one enters his share, and this one enters his share, which means that wherever each one walks in the property is considered his portion. The Gemara in Bava Kama explains that the dispute is rooted in Brera, retroactive determination. So once again, the sore loser who was Mafkir's Monopoly board to two people and then tried to retract didn't realize there were three people present, which enabled one of them to acquire it and the other two to testify, and couldn't even go home through his jointly owned courtyard to sulk because he and his partner vowed not to benefit from each other. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Alf. So the simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The proud grandma, grandma. That must mean we're Daf Mem Alf. Ma, grandma. The proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, which reminds us, the Gemara provides many pshatim on the meaning of the punishment of being bechoser kol, lacking everything. Rav Nachman explained it to mean lacking dea, understanding relating to Rav Nachman's comment. Abai said, Naktinen ein ani el bedea. We have a tradition that there is no truly poor person except one poor in understanding. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say, the dabe kulibe, the lo dabe mabe. He who has this understanding within him has everything within him. He who does not have this within him, what does he have within him? So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, was distressed when he called, saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, which reminds the Gemara discusses the after effects of illness, one of them being forgetting one's learning. It relates that Rav Yosef and Rebbe both became ill and had to be reminded of material that they themselves had taught. So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has das, was distressed when he called, saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, but not to worry, since the doctor he was mudr hanafram was able to see him. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis stated regarding one who another was mudr hanafram, umarpei rufus nefesh avlo rufus mamon. He may heal him, a healing of the nefesh, but not a monetary healing. After rejecting its first pshat, the Gemara explains that the healing of the nefesh means to heal his body, and a monetary healing means his animal. Healing the sick is a mitzvah which is permitted to perform for a mudr hana because we consider his benefit to be incidental to the doctor's mitzvah. Daf Mem Beis. So the simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more in Daf Membes. The mobster who insisted that Pradas, he made Usser to a competing crime family, remained Usser during Shemitah, which reminds us we have Machlokas, a fruit forbidden by Neder become permitted in Shemitah. The Gemara initially assumes the Machlokas is about if Adam Osir Dabish Mereshuso, Afil Kashiyates Mereshuso, a person may forbid something in his domain for even after it leaves his domain. So if the mobster who insisted that Pradas, he made Usser to a competing crime family, remained Usser during Shemitah, finally conceded that the Pradas became mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the neder of Nachasai Alecha, my possessions, becomes permitted when it leaves his ownership. So the mobster who insisted that Pradas, he made Usser to a competing crime family, remained Usser during Shemitah, finally conceded that the Pradas became mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, but he sent them a warning that they better not enter his field since the trees were on the border, which reminds us, a person who was forbidden through a neder from someone's produce during Shemitah may not enter the field forbidden by neder, but he may eat fruit from trees hanging outside the property that he can obtain without entering. Ula said the mission, speaking about trees which are standing on the border, their fruit can be reached without entering the property, and for them, the property is not hefker for entering, but he may indeed enter the property to reach otherwise inaccessible fruit. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said, Gezer Hashem Yishe Ba'amida, it's a rabbinical decree, lest he delay while standing. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The magazine collector magazine, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudr Hanah from him, which reminds us, Abai explained that the rabbis decreed that one may not borrow from a Mudr Hanah for fear he may come to lend to him. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudr Hanah from him, was Mafkir and placed on a fence the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, which reminds us the mission brings about Machlokas, whether one can be Mafkir to provide goods to one who was Mudr Hanah. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudr Hanah from him, was Mafkir and placed on a fence the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, because the friend wanted to read an article about whether there's a Gezer by Hefker because of the incident of the gift of Beis Choron. Which reminds us, Rav explains that Rabbi Yossi's reason forbidding one to be Mafkir to provide goods to one who is Mudr Hanah is because of a decree of the gift of Beis Choron. This refers to Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph about an incident where someone wanted to invite his father who was Mudr Hanah from him to his wedding. To facilitate this, he gifted the courtyard and banquet to a third party. It subsequently became evident that the gift was insincere and still forbidden to the father, and because of this, Rabbi Yossi holds that rabbis decree that all similar cases be forbidden, lest the mafkir express his true intent and invalidate the hefker. Daf Mem Dalad, so the symbol of Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The frustrated man who was mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, that must mean Daf Mem Dalad, mud. The frustrated man who was Mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, which reminds us of Brisa taught, one who was Mafkir's field may retract during the first 3 days, but henceforth he cannot retract. The Brisa continues that if he said it should be Hefker for 1 day or other limited periods of time, that he can retract without limitations until someone acquires the field. The Gemara seeks to determine if this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan. So the frustrated man who was Mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain, which reminds us, Ula said that the entire brisa can be the opinion of the Rabbanan. The reason why he can retract his hefker without any time limit is because this case, where he was only Mafkir for a limited time, is highly unusual and indicates that he intends for it to return to his domain. Therefore, we assume he also intends that even while it's hefker, it should remain his until someone acquires it, like Rabbi Yossi holds is the case with every hefker. So, the frustrated man who was Mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain. So he arose the next morning and harvested his mud-covered vineyard, which was now chayv and peret and olulos, but midaraisa. Pater from Maisa, which reminds us the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish's opinion from a Brisa that said that one who was Mafkir's vineyard and the next morning arose and harvested it and reacquired it is obligated in Peret and Ola, Shikha and Peya, and is Pater from Maisa. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff did we learn? The rabbis decree that one may not borrow from a Mudr Hanah for fear he may come to lend to him. That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number 2. Which daf did we learn? Rabbi Shimon Levi says that midaraisa, one can be mafkir with one person present, but 3 are required so one can acquire it and 2 can testify. That's on daf. Memhe. Good number three. Which duff do you learn that one of the after effects of an illness is forgetting one's learning? That's on duff. Memov. Good number four. Which duff do you machok is based on brevra, whether partners who vowed not to benefit from each other are forbidden to enter their jointly owned courtyard? That's on duff. Memhe. Good number five. Which duff do you learn that Rav explained that Rav Yossi does not permit being mafkir to provide goods from Mudra Hanah due to a gazer because of a gift to base choron? That's on duff. Mem Gimel. Good number six. Which daf with machokas, if fruit forbidden by neder, become permitted in Shemitah? That's on daf. Mem Beis. Good number seven. Which daf the one that since hefker made in front of two or few people will not become publicly known, it seems the owner intends for it to be taken specifically by one of these people, which is like a gift. That's on daf. Mem Hei. Good number eight. Which daf the one that one who is mafkir's field may retract it during the first 3 days, but after that, he cannot retract. That's on duff. Memdod. Good number nine. Which duff even machok is whether one can be mafkir food and place it on a fence to provide it to the one who is mudr hanah? That's on duff. Mem gimel. Good. And number 10. Which duff do you earn the reward for doing the mitzvah of bikur choin? That's on duff. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.